the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On Mount Sinai, when God revealed to Moses his name, he revealed it as I Am, though a better understanding of it would be I Am who was, I Am who is, and I Am who will be. In other words, I am forever the God who exists. And when the coming of the Lord was prophesied in a very famous prophecy through the means of the prophet Isaiah, we were told a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bear a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel. And in the current translation, they say that means God is with us. But again, a better translation would be like the one for I Am. It would be simply God with us. God who was with us, God who is with us, God who will be with us, God with us in an absolute sense. Now, I was explaining that once to an elementary school class, and the kid said, then why did they call him Jesus when they said his name should be Emmanuel? I said, it's more of a job description than a name. His name is Jesus, but he is God with us. And today, during this time of Holy Advent, we celebrate and look forward to God being with us. We know that the Lord came to us 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem of Judea. He came among us, was one like us in all things but sin. He suffered for us, and he died for us. But we also know that the Lord comes to us today through the sacraments, that he is just as present to us today as he was 2,000 years ago, and in fact, in some ways, even more profoundly present to us through the holy sacraments of the church. And we also look forward to him being present to us in the most profound way possible when he returns in glory at the end of time and we will see him face to face. Now, sometimes people ask, why doesn't he hurry up and come back? Look at all the stuff that's going on in the world. Why is he delaying? And he's not delaying. First of all, we have to understand that things happen in God's time, not our time. As St. Peter tells us, for God, 1,000 years is like a day. And furthermore, St. Peter tells us that the Lord does not delay his promise, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is giving us enough time to seek him, to find him, to repent of our sins, so that we may be with him forever. Why? Because the purpose of Christ's coming is to save us. Whether it was 2,000 years ago, whether it's right now or in the future, the Lord comes to save us. And this is a great message that the Lord is coming. It is a message of comfort, just as it was to those who first received the prophecy that we heard in our first reading from Isaiah. Speak comfort to my people. Well, how are we being comforted? God is coming to us. Our sins will be forgiven. God is making a straight way between us and him so that he may be with us forever. God himself comes to us. You know, just think about that. God doesn't send us a prophet. God doesn't send us a messenger, an angel. He himself comes to us to redeem us and to bring us salvation. He came 2,000 years ago. He comes to us now, and he will come at the end of time to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. And why does he come? He comes to redeem us. Through his cross and resurrection, we have been redeemed. He comes to us in the sacraments so that we may work out our redemption in fear and trembling. And we know that when he returns in glory at the end of time, if we have lived and died in his friendship, we will be completely redeemed and experience heaven, or as it's called, referred to in the scriptures today, as a new heaven and a new earth, where things were like how they were in the beginning, when God looked upon his creation and said, "It is good," only it will be even better than that. The coming of Jesus is what this season of Advent is all about. Advent isn't just about Christmas parties or buying presents or listening to Muzak Christmas songs at the mall. It is about the coming of the Lord, past, present, and future. And it is about preparing for that coming. We prepare for that coming by celebrating his coming in the past. But we should also not neglect his coming to us now. We have this wonderful penitential season in which we prepare for the Christmas season. And one of the best ways to prepare to receive the Lord is to go to confession. If you look on the door or in the bulletin, you'll see a complete list of the times that I will be available for confession during the week prior to Easter, prior to Christmas. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So please, come to confession. And also, realize that by confessing your sins, you're preparing for his coming in glory. We should, during this time, meditate upon his coming. Think about just how wonderful it is that God looked down upon us and was willing to become one like us and suffer and die for us so that we could be saved. How wonderful it is that God continues to come to us, and how glorious it will be when the Lord returns at the end of time. That glorious second coming, we need to be prepared for it. As St. Peter remarks, we need to be without spot and blemish. We desire the coming of the Lord. And so let us reflect on the words that were used in the early church, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.